Chuck Kenosha with Bill and Pete.
Live and local on AM 1050 WLIP.
6:51, Wake Up Kenosha, AM 1050 WLIP. It is Wednesday morning, and that means it's time to talk weight loss and my continuing journey. Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness, is here with us. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm actually recovering from being attacked by a couple birds this morning on my run.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of crazy. Yeah. But no, I'm doing well. Doing well.
That's good. I think the worst thing is I chase squirrels every once in a while when I'm out and about. It's a good way to burn calories, Sherry.
It is. Absolutely.
Well, there you go. And we're actually going to start, we're going to talk about something along, not chasing squirrels or being attacked by birds, but talking about yo-yo dieting. And that is to say, when you lose the weight, how to keep it off, which is kind of where I find myself in my journey right now. At least I've been thinking about that quite a bit. So, because what people have told me over and over again is losing the weight is one thing, maintaining it can be very difficult. So let's talk a little bit about that. Why do the majority of people, at least it seems, that lose weight, gain it back? What's happening with that phenomenon?
Yeah. Okay. So that's so interesting. But obviously, there's more to that than just one answer. But I think these are essentially like the highlights. So the first thing is that, you know, like we talk about all the time, the foundational or root issues are not being addressed. So if you are looking to just lower your calories and exercise more and ignoring, you know, some of these other very important things that are going on in your life that are affecting your health, then you're not going to be successful with me, you know, with really sustaining a good weight loss. Because it is, you know, it's complicated. There's many things involved. I think some other really important pieces is people continue to try the same things, hoping for a different outcome. And over time, you know, that is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and hoping for a different outcome. So you really have to look deep into like what is going on with yourself? What have you tried? Because our bodies need change. A little bit of stress helps, but not chronic stress. And we're at a point in this, you know, modern world that our bodies are just sicker. So we have to look at those other components.
Right. It's not just calories in, calories. I've had this discussion with people and they'll say, well, you know, you can eat this and that and then just go have a tough workout and it'll be okay. It's as if there's a one-to-one between the calories in and the calories you burn off. So let's talk about that, because I know one of the things you emphasize is eating healthy, and it's more than just, you know, any old calorie in is the same as any other calorie you could put in your body. So talk about counting calories versus eating healthy.
Yeah. Okay. So a calorie. Okay. So I definitely don't believe a calorie is a calorie. I think calories of, you know, healthy foods are very different than calories from processed foods, you know, lean meat versus candy. I mean, it's just, we used to hear it all the time. A calorie is a calorie. It's not true at all. So I think obviously calories are important. Some people completely will argue with that. I think they're important, but they do not fix a long, they do not, if you just lower the calories, that's not going to get you where you want to be long term, because it is again addressing those other things. And the other component I will say is that I think maybe most people know this, I don't know, but you can't out-exercise a poor diet, no matter what. And so exercise obviously is so important for so many things. But, you know, look around, look at the athletes, look at the kids out there that are running around for hours every day and they still have weight issues. So you can't, that is a very important part, because people come in and say that all the time. I eat pretty good, but I exercise so much and I can't lose the weight. Exercise does not, you can't out-exercise the, you know, the poor diet.
Well, I always think of it as what you put in your body is what your body is going to be made out of. It's what your body creates your cells from. So if you're putting junk in, well, guess what building blocks you're giving your body to build with? You know, that's when we talk about foundational issues, it's right there. It's literally what you put in makes you up. That's it.
Absolutely. And I do think we're just at a disadvantage at this day and age, because I don't feel like it's people's fault all the time, because I feel like there's just misinformation out there. There's ads that are misleading. People are confused, and they end up just eating the standard American diet, what we call the SAD diet, and that is a diet for weight gain. So I feel like there just needs to be, you know, there needs to be, first of all, more, you know, just more accountability from an individual perspective, but we need to do a better job at communicating what are healthy habits to people, you know, for people.
Talking with Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness. I want to circle back to something you mentioned before, and that's the stress, the effect of stress and really lack of sleep on weight gain, because I know those are two factors that you got to get under control if you want to lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody wants to hear that, because they want to talk about the calories and more exercise. And it is bottom line has to be addressed if you're looking to lose weight and you're getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. So, you know, the big thing is, what happens when we sleep? When we sleep, our bodies are meant to repair, restore, and burn fat, because that's when we're fasting. So what's happening now is we're not getting enough sleep, so we're not getting into that repair stage. We're eating up until we go to bed, so we're not burning fat ever. And our body is not, we're not able to perform, it's not able to perform and regulate hormones the way that it should. So you have these high insulin, high cortisol levels that basically put your body in a fat storing mode. And those hormones will do it, just like in diabetes with the insulin, it keeps you in that fat storing mode. So that's one of the most important pieces to that.
Sherry Stoka, we got just under a minute left. We could talk about this for, we should do like a half hour podcast or something on this topic.
We
could talk forever, but I want to make sure people know about Wayless MD and Wellness, because you've got a special going on with HCG and want people to make sure to take advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely. We are offering a discount on our HCG program. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but HCG is definitely our most effective weight loss program. It's a 4-week program. We have significant discounts. People can call our office at 262-226-2046 or go to our website, waylessmd.com.
Sherry Stoka, appreciate the time. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Pete. See you later.
Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate that.